Krug was accused by three men of using excessive force while he was on duty. The jury spent nearly 8 days deliberating and found him not guilty on three counts. They were deadlocked on the fourth count. A video of the 2014 incident on Chippewa Street showed Krug using his nightstick on Devin Ford, who claimed he was assaulted without cause. Krug's defense attorney, Terry Connors.
I said a number of years ago when this first occurred that we think that the video actually helps us, because the video shows how that individual grabbed the baton and grabbed the impact weapon and how put him in a struggle that he had to prevail.
The defense was covered by the Buffalo Police Benevolent Association. Its president, John Evans, says he never thought prosecutors had a strong case against Krug, but Evans is concerned about how it may impact other police officers.
It seems to me that any force is now deemed to be excessive, right? I mean, judging from the accusations made against Corey throughout this, it makes you not want to ever use any force, for God, you know, put yourself through this federal court over going to work one day. I mean, I don't know. It's not good, in my opinion.
In a written statement afterwards, U.S. Attorney James Kennedy said federal prosecutors accept the jury's verdict and will be seeking an immediate retrial of Krug on count four. Chris Kaye, WBFO News.